This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Wednesday, that is 22nd of April. Well, what are the highlighting points? Well, investors' wealth rose by over 2 lakh crores and if you missed the action on D Street, we have around about 10 takeaways from today's market action. Well, let's start with what really happened on D Street. Well, Indian markets got off to a strong start on Wednesday despite muted global cues after the social media giant, that is Facebook, announced that it has bought around about 9.9% stake in Reliance Jio for around about $5.7 billion, or in other words, 43,570 crores in the telecom unit of RIL. Now, the sharp rally seen on RIL not just triggered a positive sentiment on D Street, but also helped markets recoup most of the losses. And bulls took control and pushed the Sensex back above 31,000. Nifty 50 is also now trading above 9,100 levels. Now, the sharp rally on D Street helped both Sensex and Nifty recoup almost 70% of the losses seen in the previous session. If you look at the final tally, Sensex rose 742 points, that is 742 points, to close at 31,379, while the Nifty 50 ended 205 points higher at 9,187. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in energy, auto, FMCG, oil and gas, BankEx and consumer durable space, while profit taking was visible in realty, capital goods stocks. Now, let's also understand what really led to the market action or what were the highlighting points. The first and foremost was the Facebook acquisition of 9.9% stake in Reliance Jio. In fact, the stock rallied by around about 10% and was the top, one of the top Sensex and Nifty gainers. And RIL, in fact, added more than 80,000 crores in terms of market capitalization in a single trading session. Now, talking about investors' wealth rose by more than 2 lakh crores in the single trading session on the BSE. Well, the average market capitalization of the BSE listed companies rose from 120.42 lakh crores recorded on April 21st to 122.58 lakh crores as on April 22nd. Well, terms of sectors, buying was seen in energy index, which was up 7.4%, followed by the auto index that was up 2.5%, and the FMCG index was up by 2.4%. Selling pressure was visible in realty index that was down 0.89%, and the capital goods index fell 0.83%. Now, if you look at the broader market action, well, the broader markets underperformed as the mid-cap index rose by just 0.78%, while the small cap index was up by 0.73%. Now, remember, both Sensex and Nifty put up gains of around about 2% in today's trading session. Now, in terms of Nifty gainers and losers, top Nifty gainers include names like Bajaj Finserv, Asian Paints, RIL, and Z Entertainment, and top Nifty losers include names like Cipla, L&T, Vedanta, and ONGC. Volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like UPL, Z Entertainment, UBL, ACC, Century Textiles, Siemens, as well as Petronet LNG. In terms of long and short buildup, well, long buildup was visible in stocks like Wipro, Colgate-Palmolive, Hero MotoCorp, Escorts, ACC, RIL, and Ultratech Cements, while short buildup was seen in stocks like Godrej Properties, ONGC, Canara Bank, and Siemens. Now, stock hitting fresh 52-week high include names like Dr. Reddy Laboratories, Loris Lab, Ruchi Shoya, Bajaj Healthcare, Career Point, etc. Now, there were actually more than 30 stocks which hit a fresh 52-week high. Now, in terms of technicals, well, Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. In fact, it closed in the green after 2 days of successive losses. Now, experts feel that as long as index remains above 8,900 levels, sentiments may remain in favor of bulls, and once a decisive close is witnessed above 9,400 levels, then the fresh leg of upswing shall unfold. Now, the first target on the upside is placed at 9,950, which is in fact the 50% retracement of the entire fall from 12,430, that is the record high if you remember, and the swing low of 7,511 levels that was hit back in the month of March. Now, a break below 8,900 levels will actually take the Nifty towards 8,450, and for the time being, traders should remain neutral on the index for a day or two and advised to remain focused on stock specific opportunities. That is an advice coming from technical experts. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.